It has been the scene of triumph and shame in two world wars. And on Saturday, for the first time since World War II, a French and German leader returned to a clearing in Compiègne Forest, inside a replica of the train wagon in which the armistice ending World War I was signed, and to which Hitler returned to take the French surrender in 1940, before destroying the site. Emmanuel Macron and Angela Merkel unveiled a plaque and signed a guest book. The wagon was rebuilt along with the site after World War II, in part in homage to Maréchal Foch, the Great War's supreme Allied commander. A statue of Foch is also at the site, which holds powerful symbolism for the two nations, once fierce rivals, and now united as the driving force behind the European Union. A partnership Macron and Merkel seem to be saying that would remain eternal long after their passing.